There's a mitzvah. Mitzvah say when you have a worker and he finishes the job during the day, that just like there's a mitzvah to shake a lulav during the day, there's a mitzvah to pay your worker that day. And the Chafetz Chaim said, it's strange that people make sure they don't shake the lulav at night, but when it comes to paying the worker, sometimes people do delay. And he said it's only because people are not so aware of this mitzvah. That just like there's a mitzvah to shake the lulav and blow the shofar, eat the matzah at the proper time, and not to delay it to the next day or the next night, there's also a mitzvah to pay your worker. If he finishes during the day, pay him during the day. If he finishes at night, pay him during the night. And last week we said that applies even if the worker is a katan. Right? Even, we talked about that case, even if the worker is a katan, you still have to pay him on time. So I'd like to continue with this one more shiur about Baal Tolin, and we'll work on this story. Right, there's a story that Rabbi Tversky brings from Rav Zusha. Right? Rav Zusha is the famous Rebbe who was very poor. Right? He's the one that if someone had troubles, they would go to their Rebbe, and the Rebbe would say, go to Rav Zusha, he'll answer what you should do in times of trouble. And people would go to him and say, look, I have all these troubles, what should I do? And they walk into his house and see his dilapidated, falling down and everything, and he say, I don't know, I never had any problems. But he was very poor, and his wife was also very poor, and finally came to the point she had her one dress that had turned into rags, literally rags, and finally Rav Zusha told her, go to the tailor, go to the seamstress, let her sew you a dress for Yontif. So she went, took the material to the seamstress. Well, you don't go to a store then and just buy it, you gotta get it sewn for you. She went to the tailor, and the tailor sewed the dress. When the dress was finished, she picked it up, and she saw that the seamstress was very sad to give away the dress. She said, what's wrong? She said, you know, my daughter's getting married, and I told her that we're too poor to have a regular gown and a nice dress for you. But one day she walked down and she saw that I was sewing this dress, and she asked if she could try it on, and she tried it on and it fit her perfectly, and she thought that I changed my mind and I decided to sew a dress for her chasana, and she was so happy. And now when I told her that it's finished and the woman I really sewed it for is going to pick it up today, she was very sad and she wants to break the engagement. And Rav Zusha's wife said, let her keep the dress. So when she got home, she told Rav Zusha what happened, that she gave up the dress because the tailor's daughter was getting married and she was so upset that it wasn't for her. And Rav Zusha said, you did a great mitzvah. Right? That mitzvah is worth more than your dress. But Rav Zusha said, did you pay her yet? And she said, pay her? Don't I have a dress? Now I should pay her for sewing the dress that I'm not keeping? And Rav Zusha said, yeah. You hired her to sew the dress. She sewed the dress. Then you decided to give it away. So a job is a job, and tzedakah is tzedakah. So you have to pay her. And that's the end of the story. The shaila that I want to talk about tonight is, if she has to pay, like Rav Zusha Paskin, does she have to pay on that day? Is that subject to Baal Tolin? And this is brought by the poskim, the shaila. In other words, if I hire someone to do work for themselves, right? Instead of just giving them an outright tzedakah, I tell, look, I know that you're good with your hands, I'd like you to build yourself a bookcase. And I'll pay you for it. I'd like you to have a bookcase. So do I have to pay the worker the day that he's finished? Right, okay. Right, so in the story you might have been Minas, but I'm talking about a case, and this is the Shaul Amashiv's case that we'll talk about. We're talking where I said, I want you to build the bookcase, I want you to sew the dress, and I'll pay you for it. Right? So that's not an issue. The issue is it subject to Baal Tolin? Is it subject to the mitzvahs I say that you have to pay on that day, on time? Right? And so I'm saying it's not going to be such a relevant question, we don't do that so often. But from this we'll learn other things that are relevant, and I'm just using that as the focus of tonight's show. It's really three different topics to answer this question. first thing we have to discuss is if this issur of the issur of Baal Tola not delaying it and the mitzvah of paying on time applies to a kavlan. Right, we introduced it in the first year, 21 shiurim ago, that there's two types of workers. There's a type of worker who gets paid per hour, right? You have someone that works in your house, a housekeeper, and they get paid per day. They're at your beck and call during the whole day. Could be for a certain amount of hours, it could, but they are tied down to time. Then there's another type of worker called a kablan, who is not tied to a specific time. He is paid to do a job. He's paid to mow your lawn. He's paid to build a bookcase. He's paid to sew a dress. Right? That's a kablan. So until now we've been talking about, we know that Baal Tolan applies to a regular worker who works all the time. If he finishes the job during the day, you pay during the day. At night, how about if you hire someone to do something? Not to work for me for an hour, not to babysit for a few hours, but I want you to build something for me. I want you to do a specific action for me at your own time. Whenever you have the chance to mow the lawn, I want you to do it. Whenever you have the chance to build the bookcase, I want you to do it, and then I'll pay you for the bookcase. So does Baal Tolan apply to kablanos, to this type of employment? And the Gemara and Bava Metzia, the first thing on the handout, asks this shayla. They ask Rav Sheshes, kablanos over ala mishum Baal Tolan, is that subject to Baal Tolan? Or is it not subject to Baal Tolan? What's the question based on? There's a machlokus in the Gemara about uman kone b'shvach kli. If I hire someone to fix my vacuum cleaner, right? So when I give him the vacuum cleaner, it's broken, it's not worth anything. When he fixes it, he's improved it. By improving it, does he acquire the vacuum cleaner, and then when he's finished, he sells it to me, and what I'm paying him is like paying for something that I'm buying, that I'm purchasing? Or do we say the woman doesn't own anything when he works for it? He's just getting paid to fix the vacuum cleaner. And when I'm paying him, for his job, for his having fixed the vacuum cleaner as employment. So Gemara says that will be dependent on whether Baal Tolan applies over here. Because if you say that the woman, the craftsman, acquires the object he's working on, and then at the end, what he's doing is it's my vacuum cleaner, I fixed it, and now I'm selling it back to you. So for sales, there's no such mitzvah of Baal Tolan. There's no issur of Baal Tolan by a sale. If you buy something, there's no chiyuv to pay right away. You can pay whatever the terms are, but there's whatever you have to pay in the normal amount of time. There's no mitzvah to pay that day. But if you say the uman, the craftsman, does not acquire the thing that he's working with, so then he's just working for you. If he's just working for you, so then it's like any other worker. It's just like he'd be working for you the whole day. So now he's working for you also, except his job is not fixed to time. His job is fixed to finishing the thing that he was asked to do. And when he's finished, you have to pay him that day. So the Gemara concludes that the uman does not acquire the thing that he's working on, and his work is also subject to Baal Tolan. So that's the first thing we need to know. That even though this Rav Zusha's wife, seamstress, was a kavlan, her job was to finish a dress, that type of work is also subject to Baal Tolan, even though it's not tied to time, it's just fixed to when the job is finished. Right. Whenever he cuts the grass, unless he made other terms, you have to pay him that day. Right? He could come any time during the week. He just, you tell him, I want you to cut my grass whenever it gets bad. So when he comes and cuts the grass, it's the mitzvah to say to pay him that day, unless, he has a billing system, and so then he doesn't want to get paid then. So then there's no chiyuv. Right, all types of workers, except when does it apply by a kavlan? The Gemara says it applies by a kavlan. The Gemara continues, brings a braisa. It says a case, hanosin talisa l'uman. If someone gave his cloak to a craftsman to finish, it was torn, you have to fix it. Gemara v'hodiyo, if the craftsman finished it and told the owner, I'm finished your tailoring job, pick it up. Even if it takes you 10 days to get there, eino over mishum Baal Tolan. You have not violated the Isser of Baal Tolan. But once he gives you the thing back, then you have violated Baal Tov. Right, that's the Gemara's limit on when you're chayiv. It's not like a normal job where as soon as he finishes the job, so then you have to pay him. In this case, even though he finished the job, right, and a typical case will be a cleaner's, right? We do it all the time. You take a thing to the cleaners, right? The cleaner finished cleaning your jacket, your suit. So do you have to pay him the day he finished? So the Brisa says you don't have to pay him until he gives you the suit back. You don't have to pay him. It's not subject to batalin until he gives you the suit back. If he doesn't give it back to you, you have 10 days, whatever you want. There's no baal tolin. What? Yeah, so then we said that if he hasn't working for you on Shabbos, so then there's no baal tolin because everyone knows you can't pay on Shabbos. Right? If you know, the Gemara says that if everyone knows that you have a certain market day when you get all your cash in, then they know that that's when you're going to get paid, so there's no baal tolin if you wait then. So if someone works on Shabbos, like if you have a Baal Kare working for you on Shabbos, so then you don't have, there's no din Baal Tolin because you know you're not going to pay him on Shabbos. And then you can, you know, once there's no Baal Tolin the first day, then it doesn't apply at all. So let's talk about that. What exactly the case is? There were two things we have to talk about. First of all, what's the reason that we're saying it depends on him giving it back to you? So if you look on the second side of the handout, I have Machlokas, Sma, and Lavush. According to the Sma, and it makes a big difference in Halacha, according to the Sma, the reason that you're not Chayiv to pay the, we'll talk about the cleaner, until he gives you back the suit, is because he's holding your suit, it's like he got paid already. Right? He's has your suit as a mashkon, he has your suit as a security. Right, the whole thing is, according to the Sma, is that we're worried that, look, he feels dead, he worked all that hard, and he's not getting paid. But if you give him a security, so then there's no problem. So if he has your suit as a security, as long as he's holding it, there's no baal tolin. That's what the Sma says. As long as he has that as a security, there's no baal tolin. Other mefarshim, the Lavush, the Meiri is brought down, say that's not the reason. The reason is, if he's holding the suit and he didn't give it back to you, that means that he's not planning on getting paid yet. Right? He's not interested in getting his money because he's holding it. If he was interested in getting paid, he would give you the suit back. By him holding it, he's showing that he's not interested in getting his pay right away. Right, and that's exactly what we get to. All right, so what's the difference in halacha between the Sma's reason and the Lavush's reason? Right, the Sma said, and then we'll get to what Mr. Horowitz was saying. Right, there's a difference between the Sma says, what's the reason that you're not chayiv until it's delivered? It's because I'm holding that mashkan, I'm holding a security. According to the Lavush, what's the reason that you're not chayiv until it's delivered? It's because I showed that I wasn't interested in getting paid because I didn't give it back to you yet. Right, what's the halachic difference between those two reasons? Right, the difference is I'm holding the cleaners, I'm holding it, but I call you up, I finished fixing your car, come pick up your car, it's finished, I'd like my money, I finished this $500,000 job, I'm ready to deliver, when should we deliver? So according to the Sma, there still will not be baal tolin because I'm at least holding that as a security. Like, I'm getting paid $7 for cleaning your suit, but your suit's worth $100. So the baal tolin doesn't apply as long as I'm holding it. That's the way the Sma understood it. I did this job for you. As long as I'm holding it, there's no baal tolin. But according to the Lavush's reason, that the only reason that I'm not chayiv baal tolin when he's holding it is because he showed that he's not interested. But he called me and said, pick it up and pay me. So according to that reason, the Isser would start at that point. And the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, that if the woman said, I'm ready to return it to you, and the Baal Bai says, no, I'd rather wait a couple weeks, so the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, like the Lavush, that the person would be over for that. Why is it when he gives it to you? That's these two reasons, the reason of the Sma, the reason of the Lavush. So depending on those two reasons will be this case that we're talking about. You know, I don't know how often it happens, but it could happen. You know, buy a car repair, he needs the money, and it's a big job. And he calls you and says, pick up your thing, I'd like the money. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he's going like the bush and saying, in that case, the Gemara's limitation doesn't apply, because the Gemara only meant it as, if I'm holding it, it shows I don't want my money. But if I call you and say, I want my money, so the fact that I'm holding it won't make a difference. According to the Smad, that still will help. Right? But you know, when we're talking about an Issa Deraisa, it would pay to pay when he asks for his money, even though he might still be holding it. Okay, so that's the first thing we've discovered, that in a case of a Kablan, even though they're getting paid for a job, or they're getting paid to put in new windows in your house, right, so when they're finished, they're entitled to the pay that day. But there's another factor. There's another factor to talk about. And that is there a difference between a case where I have a tailor fixing, or cleaners fixing my suit, or the case of Rav Zusha, where the person is using their material, well, there the case story was she bought her own, but in the case that I said, where I hire someone to build a bookcase with their own materials and they deliver the bookcase to me. Right? That's a second issue. When I hire someone, build me a bookcase, and I'll pay you when it's finished. Right? That's a kavlan. So is there any difference between that case and the case that we've talked about until now? The post can bring down a tshuva from Mademara Sasson, Tshuva's Torah's MS. And he had a shayla, you hired someone to be a sofer to write a shtar. Right, you hire a sofer to write a shtar. In those days people couldn't write. You hired someone to write it for you on paper, and then he gives it to you. Is there Baal Tolan by that? So the Mara Sasson says that there's no employment here. It's not schiras, because I didn't hire you to work for me as my scribe for a certain amount of hours. And you want to say, well, it's a kavlan because I hired you to finish the job. He says, no, that's if you're working. That's what's the word kavlan mean? This is a chiddush. He says the kavlan, which we translate as contractor, literally means recipient. Recipient means that I gave you something to fix. I gave you something of mine. I want you to receive it and fix it. But if you're using your parchment and your quill and your paper and your chachma to make that shtar, to make that document for me, so you sold me a document. What's it? How's that different than a sale? Right? You are someone who sells documents. Right? You're someone who sells documents. You're someone who sells suits. Right? You go to a store and you buy a suit. So I'm buying a suit. Now, if I tell the guy ahead of time, I want you to sew the suit for me and it's all his materials, that's no different than if I just go to the store and buy it. So Rabbi Kieger, the Ketos, bring down from this tshuva that there's no Baal Tolan in a case where the person is using all of their materials. If the person is using their own materials, so then there's no Baal Tolan, because that's a sale.
It's going to have to go all over the place.
No, we're not there. No, that's the thing. That's not the issue. If you can sell a one-of-a-kind thing, and that's called a sale. That's his chiddush, and it's brought in the poskim. That if that person is holding all the materials themselves, so that is a sale. The Tshuva Shai, right, the Tshuva of the Erech Shai, has a case. Right, the Erech Shai is in his Tshuva. Suppose you have someone working on your property, and I'll tell you the case that happened to me today. My hot water heater broke. Right, the Tshuva Shai didn't have hot water heaters, I think, in those days. But your hot water heater breaks, and they come in to bring in a new hot water heater and put it in. Right? How's that sound? So the Tshuva Shai in his tshuva, he just says the words that I've printed over here, that if someone works on your land, he has a suffix if it's chiras or mecher, and he concludes that it's probably a sale. Now, I don't know myself. But it could be that he's talking about a case where he's going to build something on your property, and that wasn't there before, and he's putting it there with his material, so that I could hear as a sale, like he's building you a swing set, right? So that he sold you this swing set, and that's part of the sale. A swing set means it has to be set up, so he's selling you that swing set. But I'm not sure if this case, I hear what Dovi's saying, maybe that if he's installing, if my hot water heater is broken, right, my windows are broken, something in my house is broken, and he's coming to fix my house with his property, so then maybe you look at, well, the piece, the part is a sale, and the labor is maybe schirus.
Well, something else existing that broke, so that could be different.
Right.
Something building new, a new thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That there's something in the house. I'm not sure. The Shuva Shai, it's not clear if he's talking about all cases. But there is such a tshuva that if it's something, if it's that person's materials, so he really sold it to you. He didn't really, he wasn't really working for you. It was a sale and wouldn't be subject to Baal Talin. I mean, the Pesachei Choshen just points out also when you're talking about this type of ideal here, you have to be careful. When you're talking about a contractor, sometimes you call a contractor and he doesn't do the work. Right? He, you call him and he sends someone out to do it for you, so then you didn't, that's not, he's not the contractor. A contractor means that you hire the guy to build the swing set and he builds the swing set. Or that tailor makes the suit for you. Right, so that's something to keep in mind also. So part two of our issue of this Rav Zusha case is that if we're talking about a cop, we're talking about someone paid to finish a job. So if the tailor is making a suit from his own material, starting off from scratch, so then it's a sale. It wouldn't be subject to Baal Solon. If, in the case of Rav Zusha, where his wife gave the seamstress the material, so in that case, since she gave the material, so the seamstress is working on her material, so it's not a sale anymore. I have material, raw material, which I can't do anything with. I'm giving it to you to put together and make it into a dress. So in that case, it would be subject to Baal Talin, and Rav Zusha held that she had to pay. She'd have to pay, go back and pay that day, because it was her material. But there's... Doesn't matter. If he's not a bum. Yeah, but you say if the cleaner himself makes sure and they do something with it, they put the tag on, they do something, they make sure it's right, so then it could be that counts as they're working for you. Yeah, so if that's the case, that's true. Right. Okay, there's one last issue. The Shalom Eishiv has the shiloh that I started off with. He wasn't talking about Rizusha's case. He said, suppose you hire someone to build, to sew me a suit, and I want you to keep it. Right? That's his case. The Shalom Eishiv answers. He makes a diuk in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Baal Talin lo solin pu'ulas sochir. Lo solin pu'ulas sochir. Right? What's that mean? Lo solin, Rashi says, is lashon nekeva. And the pasuk means the pu'ula of a sochir should not be left overnight with you. What's the difference between their synonyms? Pu'ula, a poel is a worker, and a sochir is a worker. What's the difference between pu'ula and schirus? What's the difference? Why is the pasuk switch lashonis? It says lo solin pu'ula sochir. Why didn't it say lo solin schirus sochir? Lo solin pu'ulas poel. Why does it say lo solin pu'ulas sochir? Giving the orders. You know, you're feeling the difference. The difference is a poel is someone actually working, and the sochir is pay. Schar, right? Lo solin pu'ulas sochir, he says, means the work, the thing that the worker did, should not stay overnight with you if you haven't paid him. The pasuk doesn't say lo solin schar pu'ulas sochir. Don't hold the pay of the work that the person did. The pasuk says don't hold the work by you overnight. Right? The person went and fixed your house or fixed whatever he fixed. He worked for you. So that now you have that by you in your possession. Don't keep that overnight without paying him. Or that's right. Except until you pick it up, right? That would fit there also because you're not having to pick it up. So he says if it's a case like here where the employment was that they were going to keep the thing themselves, so it won't be subject to Baal Talin. But there's no Baal Talin because I said, because I'm not keeping the thing, I'm not getting any benefit from it. It's that person's getting the benefit from it. I'm not getting the benefit. I'm not holding that work overnight. In Rav Zusha's case, it could be she was because she took it and then gave it back. But over here, in this case, where I hire someone to build a bookcase for yourself to keep, so his chiddush is there's no Baal Talin because I'm not holding that work. I'm not holding anything. You're keeping it. I'm not holding your work overnight. And with this, he answers Akasha. Right? There's, you know, the Gemara says, Schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. There's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. So they ask Akasha, we are working for Hashem. Right? We're working for Hashem. So Hashem should have to pay us the day we do the mitzvah. Right? Whenever we do a mitzvah, we are working for Hashem. Hashem should pay us right away. Right? Why does Hashem wait till Olam Haba to pay us? How could there be no schar for the mitzvah in this world? As soon as I do a mitzvah, I work for Hashem, I should get paid. So he says, the reason is because the pasuk says, what's Hashem get from what we do? Hashem doesn't need what we do. So there's no, Hashem's not over Baal Tolan because he's not holding anything that we did. What's he holding? It's only Baal Tolan if you're holding the thing that the person did, and Hashem's not holding it, so he's not over Baal Tolan. That's what the Shaul HaMeishiv says. But there's a problem with that. The first problem is, well, we have time for the main problem. There's a rule, the Gemara says, it's also on the handout over here. Gemara Bar Metzia says, if you tell someone, hire workers for me, right? I have someone and I ask him, go hire someone to fix my plumbing and tell him that I'll pay him. I'm sorry, and that person says, I'll pay you. In other words, I go to someone and I say, fix Reuven's plumbing and I'll pay you. Right? Fix Reuven's plumbing and I'll pay you. So the Gemara says b'feirush that I have to pay the person on time. If I tell you, fix Reuven's plumbing and I'll pay you, so I have to pay that worker on time. That's what Gemara says. So the Shuras Hadin, the Sefer that just came out, asked this kasha on the Shaul HaMeishiv, what's the difference? If I hire someone to work on Reuven's house, I have to pay him on time, so why shouldn't I have to pay him on time if I hired him to work in his own house? You see that there's no, this yisod that the Shaul HaMeishiv said, that the issur is me holding the thing that he made us, isn't true. Because if I tell you to work in Reuven's house, I'm not holding the benefit, Reuven's holding the benefit, and I still have to pay him on time. So you see from this that you don't have, and as he's saying, that drasha is not a good drasha. You've made the whole drasha Shaul HaMeishiv, that you're only chayav al tolin when you're holding the thing that he did, but Reuven's holding it, right? The worker fixed Reuven's house, not your house, and there's still bal tolin on that. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, that if he says, Scharchem alai, so then he has to pay him. If he says, the Baal Bayis will pay you, so then there's no Baal Tolin. But if you say, Scharchem alai, so then you have to pay him. That's what the Gemara says. So, I think it's a good kasha on the Shaul HaMeishiv, except, right, the Shaul HaMeishiv might be saying, there's a difference when I'm telling you to work for, if I'm telling you to work for Reuven, so that's because I like Reuven and you have to pay him. But if you're working for yourself, so maybe he doesn't say it, but maybe la halacha, that would be like tzedakah. Right? Maybe it is called tzedakah. If I tell you, build a bookcase for yourself and I'll give you money, so we say, is it tzedakah or not? The Shaul HaMeishiv did not say it's tzedakah. But maybe his psak would be true because it is tzedakah. In other words, not like he said, because you're not holding the thing that the person made, but because it's tzedakah. So maybe that's why it will be. So let's review Rav Zusha's case, and then we'll see the halachas that we did tonight. She asked her to make a dress. So it's a kavlan here, Baal Tolan applies. But the first thing we have to see is who owned the material. If the seamstress used her own material, and she's sewing it, and then she's giving her a finished dress, so that's a sale. And there's no, that's not subject to Baal Tolan. The only question we would have for Baal Tolan would be, if you supply, this is my material, I want you to take my material and sew a dress for me, so then it's subject to Baal Tolan. When will it be subject to Baal Tolan? Only when she delivers the dress. That's when it's subject to Baal Tolan. And depending on why will be this machlokes, suppose she said, okay, I'm ready to deliver it. Pay me, I'm ready to deliver it. So then, that would also be subject to Baal Tolan, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the way he concluded, like the Lavush. I finished fixing your car, pay me and pick it up, even though I'm still holding it, we don't hold to this mashkin ideal. That would be the way we would come out over there. Now, is there no problem about tolan because she's working for herself? So according to Sholem Eshiv, he says there's no about tolan there. From this Gemara, it seems that it should be subject to about tolan, and that wouldn't be a way out. So that's something to think about also. So more practical in our case of the cleaners, you have something at the cleaners, it's your suit at the cleaners, it's subject to about tolan. When is it subject to about tolan? When you pick it up. If he calls you and asks you to pick it up, so then it could be subject to about tolan right away, and you should pick it up and pay him. Your car is ready, pay him, because it's subject to raisa. It's a machlokas levushin, it's ma. And our chashulchan sides with that side of chumrah. If you have someone working on and making their own, it's their own materials working for you, so then it seems the consensus that Shua Shai, the Maharal Sultan, Moshe Kyeger, and the Pesach Yeshua both bring, hold that it's their material, it's not employment, it's a sale, and sales are not subject to Baal Tolan.